rise. That's right, let's go. When the voices arise from the storm and it's storming.
Today is October 12th, 2018. We are Sinful Black Entertainment, and this is the Overtime Sports Show. Come one, come all, everybody, celebrate. It is Friday, and if it's Friday, you really only have two choices. You are either A, out in the club doing something stupid, getting drunk, or B, you're at home, Netflixing, and you're not chilling because your girl is on her period. Either way, you are riding with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your boy, Hollywood J. Black. That man over there to my left is the one, the only. What's that look for, sir?
There's a couple of things I need to say for the look. You want to know what that look is?
Yes, speak your mind while I'm sipping my hypnotic.
While doing the countdown before you started the music, that's number one. 37 minutes ago, number three, I just want to look at you like that.
I mean, if that's what floats your boat, sir, that's fine with me. You know, I am this handsome fellow, and I know you like to look at me funny, but it's okay. But anyways, this is the Overtime Sports Show, but it's not only any Overtime Sports Show, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, no, no. It is Friday night. And the Friday night shows are a little bit more fun. Sometimes we do this on a Saturday. Sometimes when we're running behind and acting stupid, we do this on a Sunday. However, Saturday's show is off the rails. So tonight, my friends, we will be going into our NFL rundown. That is right, sir. How has everything been, Mr. Big Sin?
New York Giants would actually play like their talent says they should play, I'd be in a better mood. But, yeah, fuck those guys.
Well, I'm so mad because I had made my choice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Big Sin, like the salesman that he is, he sold me. Sold me on the New York Giants with his passionate speech about team camaraderie and they have to win this game and blah, blah, blah. And I was touched in the fields. And I said, you know what? I believe in my buddy Big Sin. He knows a lot more than I do. Let's ride with the guy. We're gonna do this guy. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, you know what they say, right?
What do they say, sir?
What they say is, if you hear somebody talking about something, and you know they hate the team they're talking about, you might not want to trust them, like a guy who's not dressed up like a doctor sticking a finger up your butt.
Hey, remember that? Did you hear about that kid in Miami a few years ago? I think I was still in Vegas around that time. There was that 15-year-old kid that pretended to be a doctor. Remember that?
Hey. I'm a doctor.
If you tell three people that, maybe in the state of Texas, you just might be a doctor. Just like if you tell three people.
Have learning disabilities.
Well, just like in Texas, if you tell three people that you're married, technically you're married. It is a state law. Look that up on dumblaws.com.
Well, I'm good, buddy.
So.
All right. So. We are here heading into week six. The season is flying by, and I'm so happy football's here, but I'm mad because it's flying by so quick already. And right now, right now, we stand for our totals, wins, losses, and ties on the season. We stand at, I stand at 48 wins, 28 losses, and 2 ties. Mr. Black stands at 46 wins, 30 losses, and 2 ties. We have not had a tie football game in 3 weeks. And let's talk about what we have on deck, because I look at a couple games and I'm like, that might be a tie.
Yeah. This, imagine a week that we have 2 ties in one day, right? That would be flipping freaking ridiculous. But this is the NFL.
As we said at the start of this video, last night the New York football Giants did New York football ant stings and died.
Yes, because they ain't doing shit. That's exactly what happened. The Giants take out the G and the I out of there. They ain't doing shit.
The only person on that team doing anything is Saquon Barkley. If they keep running him the way they're running him, he won't be doing anything past week 14.
So this is how bad this was, ladies and gentlemen. Carson Wentz.
Put the drink down, sir. You're drunk.
Nope. Sorry, keep drinking. Anyways, so Carson Wentz went 26 to 36 for 278. 3 touchdowns, no picks. He was sacked only once. Your boy Smallwood ran 18 carries, 51 yards. Nelson Aguilar had a Nelson Aguilar sighting, because he is Nelson Aguilar. 3 catches, 91 yards. Alshon Jeffrey had 2 touchdowns off of 8 catches and 74 yards. Zach Ertz, that's another. I haven't heard that name in a few weeks. 7 catches, 43 yards, and a touchdown. On the Giants side of things, however, it was a little bit more sad. Somebody played at Tech.
Saquon Barkley doing everything.
Yes. 13 carries, 130 yards. He averaged 10 yards a carry, if you do the math. He had a touchdown, the only touchdown, because apparently Odell Beckham only caught 6 times for 44. Saquon Barkley was also the leading receiver, too.
They are the New York Saquon Barkleys.
Yeah, pretty much. Eli Manning, 24-43, 281. 0
Odell Beckham, Odell Beckham was over here getting turnt by Lil Wayne. They'll probably have a gay butt sex somewhere. Come on, you know Odell's a little kumsa.
You know that the only person that likes short, blonde, weird-looking mofos is a baby from the Big Timers. He's the one, because remember, he signed Young Thug. So there's that.
And who's Lil Wayne have a very strong connection to?
He's not from the Big Timers. He's not blonde, okay? He's not blonde.
No, he's just taking after his daddy, and he's taking on another blonde man.
Savage.
Anyway, let's get into the rest of these games this week.
I just want real quick. I just want to let you know that I lost because of you. Thank you.
You are welcome, sir. Now, so start off things.
Yay! Yay!
Yeah, cheers, motherfucker. Good thing you're swallowing green stuff, because the next team. The first game we're going to talk about on Sunday has a team that has to deal with some green. That is Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts taking on the New York Jets. The other team in New York who sucks just a little bit, who's not as bad as the other team.
Not as bad as the other team. Because that's what we're striving for, ladies and gentlemen, to not be as bad as the other team. Dude,
think about it. The Knicks, Jets, and Giants. What do they all have in common?
They're all from New York.
No, you see the orange thing that says NFL Rundown going across the lot right there?
Yes.
Those three teams have that in common. That is the color of fire, and they all live in dumpsters. Dumpster fires, okay?
Oh, my God, dumpster. Why? I mean, you're not wrong.
Because New York City is a city of trashy people.
Phil going after New Yorkers. I wish more New
Yorkers. I went after Pittsburgh 2 days ago. Who cares?
Yeah, well, you know, that's true.
Well, anyway, the Indianapolis Colts at the New York Jets. Andrew Luck seems to be finding his groove a little bit. The New York Jets, they play when they feel like playing, I guess. I can't describe this team this season.
They play every two games, Phil. That's what it is. Only every two games.
Okay, so I called this one right. I got the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, let me see. Because they won their first game, lost their next two games, and then won their third game, and then lost their next game. So they're going to lose this game, I think, the Indianapolis Colts. There you go. They play every three games. They won once every three games.
I call that clear, unquestionable logic.
Exactly. They're showing what women in the year 2018 want from men. You know what that is? Consistency. That's exactly what that is.
I was going to say snowflake with a bitch-ass attitude.
No, God damn it. No, consistency. All these women preaching on social media. I just want a man with consistency. Nobody's more consistent than the New York Jets, who only win once every three games.
But when a motherfucker with consistency shows up, I'm just going to be your friend. Anywho.
Exactly. We're gonna move on to the next. Nobody's friends. Nobody's in a relationship with the New York Jets. They're just friends until Chad Pennington comes along. Ha ha ha!
Well, at least you know that won't work. You know why?
Why, sir? Why would it work?
He's got a noodle arm. He probably got a noodle dick. Anyway, so let's move on to a team with more drama than anybody's mama taking on a team that is a little awkward as well. The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. We have an AFC North battle here. The Pittsburgh Steelers have so much drama for your mama. Antonio Brown finally had a good game against a bad Buccaneers defense and a bad Falcons defense.
There's nothing bad about Cincinnati. Although they should have won the game that they lost, there's really nothing bad about Cincinnati. Cincinnati looking like they actually might win a playoff game this year. That's how good Cincinnati's looking. What are you looking at, sir?
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, this is a really good football, probably better football they were predicted to do. But we all know they're just going to blow it in the playoffs anyway.
Well, this is the last game that we're gonna see. This is the last game where they're gonna be without Le'Veon Bell, apparently, because he's gonna return back.
Because they have a bye week next week.
Yep. So Le'Veon Bell is gonna do his thing, practice, and come back and be all happy and stuff, guy. Yeah. Although
I got the Bengals in this game.
Oh, yeah, I got the Bengals by a lot. Even though statistically Ben Roethlisberger is doing better than their team, and Connor is doing better than their running back, they play really two extremely weak defenses, which to me speak that they're not going to do the same shit to Cincinnati. Let's just be dead honest. If we can be real, it is what it is, right? I mean, we call it like it is. They're not going to do this in Cincinnati. Cincinnati has a bend but don't break defense. And you know that this is the division game. These two teams hate each other, just like you and I'm not going to – name we will not mention, but they really hate each other. And every time that they play, somebody's getting suspended, ejected, fined, or possibly raped by Ben Roethlisberger.
But don't forget, Vontaze Burfict is playing his first game this week.
Oh, lovely. Somebody's going to get their head knocked off. That's nice.
He's been suspended for four games, and he didn't play last week because he wasn't in shape. He's coming back this week.
Oh, that's good. How the hell do you out for four games and then not end up in shape? Why is your ass not working out for 4 weeks in a row?
I think they wanted to make him matter for this Pittsburgh game.
Well, don't feed the motherfucker like you probably don't do every time he plays Pittsburgh. You know, if you want to make your dog angry, don't feed him like a damn pit bull. That's all James. That's all Vontaze Burfict is, a goddamn pit bull.
Right? So we both got the Bengals on that one?
The Bengals, yes. We have the Bengals.
So, moving on to our next game. Yes. We have a team who is undefeated at home against a team who is underwhelmed, but have they really underwhelmed? The Los Angeles Chargers at the Cleveland Browns.
This is going to be an interesting game because statistically, how we always say to statistically on paper, because, you know, that's all that usually matters, right? Phillip Rivers is supposed to come into this game and ball out. That's what statistically is supposed to happen. Right now, on the season, he has 13 touchdowns and only 2 picks. This is efficient Phillip Rivers.
Okay, but can I interrupt one little thing there?
Oh, of course, sir.
The only game Cleveland's defense gave up anything in was the game against Oakland.
Yeah, and in fact, they have a history of this season putting a stop to really, really good running backs. They've done it all week. I mean, well, every single week. And they're coming across Melvin Gordon, who's really good at the pass and the run.
Melvin Gordon has found himself.
Yeah, remember we talked about his first season was like a lost season, right? Remember he had a hard time his first season. And then last year he just came out like a house of fire. One of the most improved players.
Now this year he's just saying, fuck everybody.
Yep. I mean, he has – put it this way. He has 7-3 carries with 334 yards, 3 touchdowns rushing. He has 2 more touchdowns on the passing end. But let's talk about the big story. Let's talk about – In 2.5 games, Baker Mayfield has 838 yards passing, but he has 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He is balling like Brett Favre, right? This look like Brett Favre numbers. So when he's the unequivocal leader of this team, no question. The other side of that to it, Carlos Hyde has been carrying the running game of this team, and Carlos Hyde has been saving Baker Mayfield's butt in a lot of situations. He's been a monster.
Well, not only Carlos Hyde, but I think we seen it a couple games ago. They need to get Nicholas Chubb more involved also.
I 100% agree.
But they do have a three-headed monster there at running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duke Johnson is no slouch in his own right.
No, and it's just a thunder and lightning combination that they got going on there. The only thing that I worry about, I mean, it's not like the Chargers are really good at defense to begin with, but the Cleveland Browns are down 3 wide receivers. So they're 3 or 4 starting wide receivers. It's all you're going to see all game. There's not going to be any time for any resting or anything like that. But usually when you go that deep, it doesn't really affect the passing game as much because you're only usually playing about 5 receivers. But it was going to really affect, like, special teams, stuff like that. I expect, to me, if I'm looking at the way that the game is going to go, I like Cleveland in this matchup. In this particular matchup, and I think I even said it when we had our season preview, I like Cleveland against the San Diego team.
There is no San Diego team. Of course they're good against San Diego.
Well,
they're
fighting nobody. I'm sorry. They're good against this Los Angeles Chargers team. They might as well be from San Diego because ain't nobody showing up to these motherfucking games either. Sorry.
Right? You know what, dude? We are right now, we are 4-for-4 in agreement. I believe the Cleveland Browns are going to win this game. The San Diego Chargers, they have looked good in spurts. They've beaten teams they're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
Coming into this game, I think they see Cleveland as a team they're supposed to beat, but this ain't the same Cleveland Browns team that was there at the beginning of the season.
Nah, not at all. Baker, like I told you, Baker Mayfield is the unequivocal leader of this team. This team goes as Baker Mayfield goes. And they have his respect. They have it in the huddle. They have it on the sidelines. Baker Mayfield's out there playing like a veteran. There's no question to me that Baker Mayfield is the leader of this team. Outside of being down 3 wide receivers, I think this is Cleveland's game to lose.
So, like I said, through 4 games already, we have picked the same the exact same teams. Will this be the first week we agree on everything?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
All right. So next up, we have a team who plays well against decent teams, against a team who should be better than they are. We got the Buffalo Bills at the Houston Texans. The Buffalo Bills coming off that big win against Tennessee.
They only beat Tennessee because of my theory again with Tennessee. They beat teams that they have no business being, and they lose to teams that they should be beating. What's good, Mr. Brian? How you doing, sir? Good to see you tonight, as usual. Let me hide that again and show this again. Yeah, there we go. So I don't. The Bills are not going to beat the Texans. The Texans have found themselves. They're won two in a row. Texans have won two in a row. To me, Texans look good. I don't like – Buffalo does not look like a complete team at all to me. That's just me. People can say what they will, what they like. Oh, and Jeff has showed up.
Hey, Jeff, I thought you went your old ass to bed.
Yeah, right? Shit. Brian's picking on picks Buffalo. He says finally made it. Show this. Yeah, so I don't like Bill. I don't like the Bills in this one. Texans are on a roll. Texans have finally found themselves, and they're healthy against a Buffalo team that is just. I don't believe in Buffalo. I don't care what anybody says. There's nothing that's gonna make me believe. Even if they went out. Won the next six games, I'm not picking Buffalo in any single one of those games. Here we go. Here's the clap back by Jeff. He said, I heard you were crying about your picks. It woke me up.
Oh, you must have been listening to fucking ESPN because I don't cry about my picks.
Yeah, you listen to Chris Berman and them bitches on ESPN. Sorry, my bad.
Chris Berman retired because they're bitches on ESPN. He was listening to I'm Stephen A. You know what I'm saying? In his shitty Pittsburgh Steelers. Anywho, so now I think we are hitting unprecedented territory here. Now we are 5-for-5 in agreement. J.J. Watt has found his smile and how to get back to the quarterback. Deshaun Watson is looking like the Deshaun Watson before the injury.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, and the most important thing is he's actually throwing the ball to DeAndre Hopkins, who is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah. That's the thing, and that's something that he wasn't doing in the first three games. He wasn't getting the ball to him.
But New England helped, you know, shut DeAndre Hopkins out.
Yeah.
And then just Deshaun Watson was still – I think he was still worried about his leg.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Tech – remember, this game is the one game that the Texans have to win because their schedule gets kind of rough after this. Let me kind of go over this.
Jeff, I know you're joking. I was joking too, my friend.
So after this, they got to play the Jaguars. And then they got to play – I think they're off the week after that. But they play the Dolphins on Thursday night. So they got a back-to-back.
If you're looking at them thinking they're going to overlook the Bills, I don't think they will because they just beat Tennessee and they did hand Minnesota their ass. That's a couple games to go too, so.
No. I'm not saying that. I said this. To me, they have to win this game because there's no guarantees in the next three games. When you have Jacksonville, then you have Miami, and then you have the Broncos. And the Broncos have always been a mixed bag. You don't know what to expect. Those three games right now before their bye week, and I believe it's bye week in week 10. Bye week in week 10. That they have to win. They have to win this game. They're going to be extra motivated.
You know why the Broncos are the way they are?
Why?
Because of their quarterback.
Yeah. Well, it is weird. It's funny that you say that because oddly enough, and when you get to the Broncos game, we'll talk about that. But oddly enough, the problem has not been Case Keenum.
Anyway, we'll get to that when we get there.
Yeah. Jeff says that then they play the University of Akron and then they may still lose. Damn. Why you gotta blame it on? Why you gotta blame it on the zips, bro? Why the zips?
All right. So next up, we have a team that has the guy who may not be the defensive player of the year, but might win league MVP if he keeps going the way he's going, against the fake 3-0 team that the Patriots exposed a couple weeks ago. We got Khalil Mack and the Chicago Bears at the Miami Dolphins. Khalil Mack might not win Defensive Player of the Year, but he could win MVP.
So when I think about the Miami Dolphins and I look at that record, I say to myself, hey, didn't you used to be the Miami Dolphins in week three? Didn't you used to be the team that was 3-0? Oh,
didn't you used to be the team that was going to dethrone the Patriots this year?
Yeah, we the kings of the AFC East. Yeah, yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah, yeah. And then next thing you know, they get cracked in the mouth.
Tom Brady.
And ever since then, and here's the thing, ever since they were humbled by the New England Patriots, they have lost another game. So you want my prediction on this? It's very simple, and Jeff has already been talking about it. We'll let him have his head. Bah-ha-ha, Bears, the defense scores 21 points. That's all you really need to know at this point. I have
the Will Khalil Mack get his sixth straight game or his fifth game with a strip sack?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think it's in the cards right now. It'll be an NFL record if he does, though. And I can't wait to see it happen against the fucking Dolphins. Sorry.
Well, you know the last person who had five in a row, right?
Who?
Geno Atkins of the Bengals.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So I really...
the Bears were off last week, so he can tie Geno Atkins this week.
So the Bears are fresh, and they've also had 2 weeks to study the Dolphins and also to follow the Patriots' game plan that they set in stopping the Dolphins. And the Bears have a better – let's be honest, Phil. They have the defensive player of the year and a better defensive personnel than the Patriots?
Yeah.
Bears all day. I'm picking the Bears. I'm sorry. It's a wrap. Wrap it up in a nice little package. Or like wrap it up like that spider video I showed up earlier today.
We are now 6-for-6 and calling the same teams.
Brian says Bears all the way. He says, is this even a question?
I know where you're going on this one, Mr. Black, because this team got their first win of the season against your 49ers last week at the Minnesota Vikings. The Arizona Cardinals beat your 49ers last week. How does that make you feel, sir?
See, what had happened was we started.
Okay, I'm done.
We started. Toby! Hey, oh, hey.
Tally, we both just picked your Bears for Sunday, so.
Yeah, so see, what had happened was. We started out real good, like, you know, the first 20 yards of the drive, right? We was doing so well, you know. It was looking like a great game, and then we screwed up.
Then C.J. Beathard said, oh, yeah, I'm C.J. Beathard.
Yeah. Remember that. Hi, I'm C.J. Beathard, famously known as C.J. Beathard. And, I'm going to throw these picks now and these fumbles. And yeah.
I'm not Jimmy Garoppolo.
But here's the thing. I said this was going to be a rough season after Jimmy Garoppolo died. it's gonna be rough. Let me say this. The Cardinals have been steady and closer to a win every single week that they started the rookie. They finally got that win. They have finally achieved greatness, and then now it's all gonna go to hell as the Vikings are gonna stomp their asses.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Does Bill Belichick know what's going to happen to players before it happens? You know why we got to talk about this again real quick? We should have brought it up at the beginning of the video.
Why?
Because Nate Solder sucks ass in a Giants uniform.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
and Jimmy Garoppolo is just broken.
So quotes from the audience. Jeff says, who are the 49ers my high school team could beat them? Why, Jeff? Why? Why? Jeff said they looked so good as they walked down the tunnel to the field. The game started and they sucked. We got 20 yards in that first possession, okay? 20 yards. And then and there it is. The old school, what had happened? That's right. What had happened was, I'm going to tattoo that one day on myself. What had happened was, story of my life.
Put that shit on your forehead.
What happened was. So the Vikings and the Cardinals, the Vikings are going to stomp all over the Cardinals.
We agree on this one. The Vikings, they need to play because they know the Bears are a threat to win this division now. I got the Vikings and what should not be a close game, but knowing the way the Vikings defense has been playing, the offensive line has been shit, it probably will be a close game.
Keep in mind that the Vikings shored up the offensive line last week. I thought they weren't. I thought it was going to be, you know, one and done. I thought the Vikings were going to be like, well, we got this new quarterback. Now we're trash. But no.
You got to keep in mind something else. The Cardinals defense.
Yeah. The Cardinals are all right. But I think Kirk Cousins finally found it. He went 20 for 27 last week. 20 for 27 against that vaunted Philadelphia Eagles defense.
That Philadelphia Eagles defense gave up 245 yards to a rookie on Thursday night. They're not vaunted anymore.
Well, that's just Saquon Barkley just went like this.
So you know what we say to that?
What? What do we say to that?
Say next. Next we have a team that started off with magic in their sails against a team who started with high expectations, but a team whose best player, me and you, Mr. Black, me and you have the same amount of touchdowns as their best player, zero. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Atlanta Falcons, where Julio Jones has zero touchdown catches. Does that stop this week?
You know, if Enzo Amore had as many dimes as Julio Jones had touchdowns, you know how many dimes that Enzo Amore would have? Zero dimes.
Exactly as many dimes he had after the rape.
Yeah, exactly. Zero dimes. Zero dimes. That's right. So your best receiver has zero touchdowns. Your rookie wide receiver leads the lead is like fifth or sixth in the NFL in receiving yards and touchdowns.
Yes.
But they're going against what is perhaps the second weakest defense in the NFL. It's like this. Yes, Julio who? Because we haven't seen him at all.
Like I said, all of us here on this video right now, me, you, Brian, Jeff, Toby, all have the same amount of touchdowns as Julio Jones.
That's right. I brought up an Enzo Amore reference. Hate me. I don't care. So
what do you think, Mr. Black? Does Julio get a touchdown?
Julio doesn't get a touchdown. I don't. Well, let me rephrase that. Maybe this is the week that Julio gets a touchdown. I don't know. Either way, I really think that the Falcons are going to win this game. They have no choice.
We are not going against each other this week. I think Julio Jones catches three touchdowns this week because you know why? Because he's going to have a rookie corner against him this week. And if Matt Ryan cannot get him the ball against the rookie corner, then Matt Ryan needs to be out of the league, like I said, 3 years ago.
Jeff Olson says he got a touchdown playing flag football this week. So he has more touchdowns than Julio Jones.
It's not on video, so we haven't seen that video, so it's not true.
So I got the Falcons.
I got the Falcons too. You know what you can say? Julio Jones has caught 100 touchdowns in practice, but have we seen it? No, because he has none.
Nope, has none. Zero dimes, baby, zero dimes.
So, okay, next up, we are going to go again. We are going to talk about the London game this week.
The London game.
We have the London Silly Nannies against the British Pitter Patters. You have a team whose quarterback is the whole team and who their safety of 10 of 9 years flipped them off while he's been carted off the field. Going against a team that has all these great players and are moving to Las Vegas in a couple years and are just shit. We have the Seattle Seahawks against the Oakland Raiders in London.
Oh, God. So I got to pick. What was that thing from South Park? I got to pick a turd sandwich versus what was the thing in South Park?
I can't remember.
I got to pick turd. Somebody refresh my memory. Somebody in the audience refresh my memory. I got to pick turd sandwich against come on now. We've watched South Park. Come on. Put it in the comment box. I know you know which one it is. They had the whole during the election. South Park made a big deal about this. Oh my God, I can't remember it. Oh,
let's just use the Harold and Kumar reference as the other thing. You got a turd sandwich or a cock meat sandwich?
Oh Lord. Oh my God.
But both sandwich, both teams here.
Oh yeah.
No, it wasn't Cartman. It was during the election, and it had two choices.
It was between the principal. It was Hillary Clinton against the principal.
No. Not they weren't the characters in South Park. Hold on, wait. I will look it up. Give me a second, because this is what the internet is for.
Mr. Garrison became Donald Trump.
Oh, it was Giant Douche versus Turd Sandwich. That's what this is.
Giant Douche won.
So Giant Douche is the Oakland Raiders, and Turd Sandwich is the Seattle Seahawks, because Giant Douche is literally the coach, John Gruden. He is a giant douche.
We need to find a pass rush, guys. Come on. We need to find a pass rush.
Well, maybe if you had not traded your pass rush for a first and second round pick to the freaking Chicago Bears, maybe you'd actually freaking have one.
Rephrase that. A fourth round pick.
Oh, a fourth round pick. Oh, I'm sorry. God, I really don't know. This is a rough one.
You want to know who I'm going with?
Who? Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the quarterback who actually gets away from pressure and doesn't run into it. I'm going with Russell Wilson, because David Carr runs into pressure when he's got nobody in the pocket. He'll run into the back of the offensive line for God knows what.
And I know you've seen it. The worst part about this is that the Raiders really look good on paper. They really look good on paper against this game.
They really look good on paper, but the problem is the paper is covered with whiteout because Amari Cooper keeps on disappearing.
Yeah. It's a disappearing act.
That paper was written with invisible ink.
All right, I'm going to have to go with the Seahawks on this one, and I really hate the Seahawks. So if I'm picking the Seahawks, things have really, really went to shit. And in Oakland, apparently, things have really, really went to shit. Toby's voting for the refs. Let's just start there. Toby's voting for the refs. Brian's picking the turd sandwich, which is Seattle.
You know what we might see this week?
What?
You actually might see Russell Wilson not have to run around pass rush in Oakland.
That's true, because there is no one. It's non-existent. He might put up career numbers now. He said, I just reached across the video and smacked both of you from behind the head. He's like, which way did he go, George? Which way did he go? Which way did he go? He went to the Bears. That's where he went to.
The guy who went 5-7 about our picks. Anyway.
Anyway,
on to the next one. We have the team that beat the New York 64-yard field goal against another underhand Panthers at the Redskins. The Giants made the Panthers look like they were a pushover last week.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And Alex Smith is back to playing his boo-boo garbage ball.
Let me tell you something, right? I said this in week one, actually after week one, when I said that how's Adrian Peterson going to look in game two, game three, game four, game five.
He said, damn, bows head and walks out the door. Remember, this is the home of savagery, my friend.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, Cam Newton's 3-1, so there's that. The Raiders really – I mean, not the Raiders. The Redskins – yeah, the Raiders actually do need to win this game, but they're not even playing. So the Redskins really need to win
this game. I think the Raiders are losing to the Cardinals, too.
Damn. I mean, Adrian Peterson's averaging 4 yards a carry. Like, I want to vote for Cam Newton, right? I mean, the Panthers are looking good. McCaffrey's looking good. Funchess is looking good. It's looking like they're looking real good. However, the Panthers still have a suspect defense. And they don't suspect.
They were the first team to give up 30-plus points to the Giants in 4 years.
Suspect.
You know what they are? What? They're like the Alice Mavericks and Irk Nowitzki. They have no D. Okay.
It's like suspect. No, them motherfuckers are guilty. Anyway.
Them motherfuckers are felons.
I'm pretty sure we can get the confession out of them if we get Detective Stabler on the case from Law & Order SVU at this point.
Detective Buffer can figure this out.
It's I like the Redskins. That's what it comes down to. In a game where they look very suspect, I'm taking the Redskins. I'm sorry. It's just going to be that way.
So we are now 10-for-10 on the same picks.
Holy crap.
I have the Redskins in this game. I think Adrian Peterson is actually going to go over 100 yards for the third and score a couple touchdowns while doing it.
I think so, too. I think in itself it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Redskins are going to win by 10, though. I think I'm looking at like 38-28. That's what I'm looking at.
So now we have one of two of our undefeated teams traveling to – you wanted to talk about Case Keenum – we have the Los Angeles Rams who are getting Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp back for this game against the Denver Broncos.
All right. So I'm going to be honest with you with this game. The game's in Mile High. So on paper, that always looks like a big plus mark for the Denver Broncos. However, statistically wise, Case Keenum has not been the problem for the Broncos, statistically, because
he put up. He can't throw the ball down the field.
I know, and that's the kind of the thing. Like that's his weakness. Like
he is captain check down X. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So they had the opportunity to get Alex Smith. They traded for him, and they didn't want to do it. John Elway wanted to build this team on a budget. And sometimes the chickens are going to come home to roost, right? At some point, the chickens are going to come home to roost, and they are roosting. That is why the Broncos are have the record they have. That's why they're 2-3. That's why Case Keenum has 5 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. They're also relying on 2 rookies to run the ball. 2 of them. Now,
yeah, because that CJ Anderson walk for nothing.
Yep. These are the budget Broncos. This is the dollar store discount Broncos. This is the Toys R Us we're going out of business Broncos. This is the McDonald's.
Is this what Yellow Wolf and Rich left at the dollar store when they went and robbed it?
Yep. This is what they left at the dollar General. Yes, this, my friends, this is the McDonald's selling premium burgers for a dollar for two whole months. Denver Broncos. This is Wendy's and Burger. Called, what?
You know what that's called? That's called tainted meat.
Well, well, Mr. Bryant said that the Broncos don't roost. No, they normally don't roost, but guess what? These budget Broncos are actually chicken and they're roosting. Anyway, Jeff is saying Emmanuel Sanders with three touchdowns. Toby said Denver is going down. And let's be honest, I'm inclined to agree with Mr. Toby. The fact of the matter is that Jared Goff is playing the best football of his career. He has 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Yes, I'm looking at the stats. Todd Gurley is balling the fuck out. They're 5-0. Brandon Cooks is coming back. Keep in mind, Brandon Cooks was out, and he still has 452 yards receiving.
Cup in his first game.
Yes. And the Denver Broncos ticket prices are the lowest that they've been all season, according to Mr. Brian Peveroff. I wonder why. We know why, because the damn Denver Broncos are trash. So, if any Denver Broncos fans are out there, I got the Rams all day on this one. And it pains me to say it because they're in my same division. But
this is the first time since one individual has been in the NFL, since he's been drafted, that I have not heard his name or on a highlight reel since he has been drafted. And that is Von Miller. Von Miller has disappeared. Like, where's Von?
Yeah, where is Von? Where is he?
Where is Von Miller?
Yeah. Where is he? It's time to. It's time to put him on a milk carton. I haven't seen that, man. I've only seen him in highlights. And you know what the messed up part about it is? He really disappeared after that Kansas City game. After that pass where Mahomes threw the left hand, where he threw it with the left hand, Von Miller was gone because Von Miller had that man dead to rights. And Von Miller's like a Von Erich. That's right. He's disappeared off the face of the earth. He's gone, y'all. He's gone.
No Von Erich jokes. No Von Erich jokes. No Von Erich jokes.
So, that's what it comes down to. It's Rams all day on this one. Rams are going 6-0. Sorry.
So we are now 11 for 11.
Yeah.
Next game up, we have a team that lost to the Tennessee Titans against a team who's doing better than everybody thought they would. We have the Jacksonville Jaguars Cowboys. In my opinion, this is where Dallas falls back to earth and gets ready.
Oh, they're dealing with the angry Jaguars team. These dudes are mad. Oh,
you know what happened? Somebody went and poked it with a stick. He's angry.
And Jeff said he's only picking Denver because Emmanuel Sanders, he needs three touchdowns from him in fantasy.
You might want to make a real quick trade on the waiver wire to, you know, somebody else.
Find a sucker. Hey, find a fast sucker real fast.
Hey. Emmanuel Sanders was injured.
Yes. Yes. So an angry Jaguars team is going to come into Dallas and crack Dallas in the mouth. It's going to be ugly. I fully expect a blowout. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. I expect a blowout. A real easy, one of them nice, smooth blowouts, right? You know, when you're driving down the road and the tire just falls off. You've dealt with that, Phil, remember? But the tire just falls off the road and it falls off the car. Put them through them. Ended up in a fucking tree. That's the Dallas Cowboys right there, ladies and gentlemen. So the Jaguars are going to tear them apart. It's going to be ugly, y'all. I'm sorry. If you're a Cowboys fan, I'm sorry. I really apologize, but this is just the way it is.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. So Brian picks the Jags. Jeff picks the Jags. We're all in agreement about the Jaguars, right?
All right. So next up, the young team at another team who's very good. is it? We have the Boston, their record shows at the Tennessee Titans. Everybody's all over the Ravens, Jailers.
So, remember back to that thing where that thing where I said about the Tennessee Titans, that they're winning games that they shouldn't be winning, and they're losing games that they should be winning. My problem is I don't know if they should be winning or shouldn't be winning this game, because I don't know what Ravens team is going to show up.
Not the one that showed up against Pittsburgh. That's for damn sure.
Oh, not that one. No. No, not that one at all.
Because guess what? Tennessee has a...
True. Here we go. Jeff says, stop picking on Emmanuel Sanders. He has feelings too, you know. Flag on the play for hurting his feelings.
If you have a problem with your fingers in your ears, if Emmanuel Sanders gets mad out of what about his pussy fucking ass, he should take the pussy hat that he's wearing on his head and put it down to his feet.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Why you do that? So apparently, they say your connection's a little bit spotty. I hear you, but I guess there's some parts that's dipping out. But it's okay. We'll keep it going for a little bit. No worries. So
I hope they heard.
Who do you got, sir? Who do you? I'll let you pick first. I'm gonna see, because I have a tough one.
I think Marcus Mariota will. I think the Titans got this game.
So my thing is gonna end up in one of two scenarios. I mean, they shouldn't win this game at all. It's not a game that the Titans should be winning. The Ravens are a better team than the Titans. But given that said, I think that the Titans are going to win. However, if I'm allowed to make a bold prediction, I'll make that later about this game. So we'll leave it at that. So we'll keep it at that. But I think I'll have my prediction, my official prediction, to be the Titans.
Official prediction to be the Titans? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. If I can hear you, the video can hear you. For the most
okay,
part.
So Nedra's deaf. So we both got the Titans in this.
Yeah, it does. It does cut out a little bit, but only cut out some most important.
Okay, so now we're moving on to Sunday night's game, the game that'll be the game of the week in everybody's eyes. We have the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs traveling to New England, where the record for quarterbacks who are under 25 against Bill Belichick are 41-1. Now, that one, I am going to say, one loss came in.
Yes, Colin fucking Kaepernick. He is the number – he's the only team, the only person under 25 years old as a starting quarterback to ever beat the New England Patriots in the history of ever. History
of Bill Belichick.
Yes. And there's nobody that has made it more of an impact than Colin Kaepernick on this game until you run into Patrick Mahomes. Now, there's a lot of things going against the Chiefs. Okay. They gotta play at Gillette, which is never an easy thing. And the fact that they have 5 games of film on the Chiefs. The Patriots have 5 games of film. Here we go. It's Chiefs fuck Brady's deflated balls. That's how we feel. Wow.
You know why his ball is deflated? Because he's thin. My ball is deflated too.
All right. So this is going to be a rough one for me. Because the logic in me, because the Chiefs have defied every single statistic where defense is supposed to win championships, and the and have won games, frankly, that the defense should have prevailed in, like the Broncos, like the Jaguars. However, they haven't faced a quarterback as good as Tom Brady this whole entire year.
Ryan must be drunk too. He said he said that Drew.
Brian, come on out. We met Tom Brady.
No, he's only been the quarterback of the Patriots for 19 years.
All right. So the Bill Belichick seems to always find a way to defeat all logic. He knows Andy Reid's system. He knows how it goes. He's played Andy Reid several times. My mind and my money is on the New England Patriots in this game. Just because of the experience, just because of the – they're going to find a way to win. And again, the Chiefs defense have not played anybody as good as Tom Brady in the history in this season. I'm sorry. And here we go. We got the Tom Brady haters on deck, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Brady haters all on deck. We'll expose them for who they are, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't think there's no way possible. Because then I'd have to admit that Patrick Mahomes is as legendary as Colin Kaepernick, and I'm not ready to concede that yet. But the logic in me, the knowledge of Bill Belichick.
I said his name that Sean needed to be.
So I say the Patriots are going to get it just because of logic. Because if anybody can stop the Chiefs train, it's the mind of Bill Belichick.
Flag on the play is a 10-yard penalty.
Roughing up Brian is a 10-yard penalty. Damn. Oh, God. They've teamed up to try and go against us. I see how it is. Look at this. You see this? Shame.
One's drunk and one don't know who the quarterback of the Patriots is.
What do you mean one don't know who the team is playing? What team is playing this week? Fuck. Oh.
You know what? In this game, I've actually gone back and forth on this game. But I have to stick with the Patriots. I know Bill Belichick is going to take away what they do best is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it goes like this. Either one of two ways, they're going to put so much pressure on Patrick Mahomes that he's never seen before, or they're going to team up on these wide receivers and dare Patrick Mahomes to run to come out there and make him tired. It's really going to be one of those two scenarios. Because we've never seen what it's like if Patrick Mahomes does get the time and Bill Belichick does put six corners out there, like we know that he can, against a rookie quarterback. And these are schemes that this quarterback has never, ever seen. And Bill Belichick will change these schemes on the fly. You know this. So Jeff is out. He said he has to work early. We're almost done, sir. You can't leave. We got one game to go. You can stick around for the last game. Damn.
Yes, it's here. If we go 15 for 15 here, we'll get to it right now. We both picked the Patriots. So Monday Night Football, we have Mr. Black's 49ers at the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to say it right now. I'm not even going to go into any explanation. The Packers win this game by 21 points.
Why got to be 21 points? Damn.
Okay, 20.
Why got to be 20? All right.
Because you lost to the Arizona Cardinals. That's why.
Hold on, Jeff. Don't leave. Don't leave. Stay there. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish, Jeff. I'm going to let you finish. But let me let you know that Simple Black Entertainment, the Overtime Sports Show, is the greatest sports show of all time. But before I finish on that, I really want to pull for my 49ers, but I can't. There's so many things going against us. It seems like one-legged Aaron Rodgers is the best Aaron Rodgers, right? They're also playing in Green Bay. The 49ers are not healthy. The Packers are healthy except for Aaron Rodgers. This is going to be ugly.
You know they scheduled this game thinking it was Garoppolo versus Rodgers, and that's why they put it on Monday Night Football.
Yes, and you know we got demoted a few games for in the next couple weeks. That's messed up.
So guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, we're here watching Info Black Television for the first time. I think since me and him have started doing NFL Talk, me and Hollywood J. Black have agreed on every single matchup of the football week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Oh, here we go. Toby's calling for the upset. Holy crap. We're gonna frame that shit.
I thought you stopped drinking.
I thought he stopped drinking. Thought he was off that booze. But it's okay. He believes. I don't believe, but he believes.
We have agreed 15 out of 15, so our records will be identical at the end of Sunday.
And if we go 15 out of 15, I'm going to be mad because I didn't bet on the game.
Right? I could have went down to Sandstown and won fucking $3,000 off of this shit.
I'm saying, right? Jesus.
Actually, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? Kick it with these.
Well, you got 15 picks. Just make it roll it. See what happens.
If I hit, I'll send you half the money.
Hell yes. God damn it. Simple Black Entertainment. We're going to be freaking rich, baby. See, we got people clapping in the background.
Or we're going to go 5-10 like Jeff would have done if he would have made his picks. Anyway.
Oh, so savage.
I love you, Jeff. I love you, Jeff.
We got to do Jeff so dirty. Why are you doing him so dirty? That's not even right.
But anyway, so first on Sinful Black TV.
Yes, make sure when you got to download it. We're going to re-upload it, and then we're going to put it on Sinful Black TV. Have a little bit of fun.
I already shared it on Sinful Black TV. It's sitting there.
I know, but download it and upload it again so we can get the money off the ads.
About the money, James. We talk about.
No, it's not about the money. It's all about the money. No, it's not about the money. We got to get paid. It's not about the money. Oh, sorry.
It's about homies here. It's about our homies who join us and watch these shows.
Yes.
And bashed by me for hours at a time.
Because they love us. That's why. They wouldn't deal with the bashing if they didn't love us, damn it.
Just to let everybody know, Off the Rails returns tomorrow night. If you guys don't come correct, you guys are going to get wrecked.
So let me know
that right now.
Mr. Jeff says he wants back on the show next week. All right, Mr. Jeff.
Does he want a redemption week? Is that what it is?
Yes, he wants his week of redemption. So this is what we're going to do. So next week, we're going to do a Friday night or Sunday morning. We'll decide about Thursday which one is going to be. And then we'll make it Mr.
He's going to go four. He's going to go four and
4-11.
I will make the opposite picks as Jeff so I can go 11-4.
All right, fair. Fair enough. Wow. Wow, hell no. Savage. Anyways, so as usual, we've made our picks. And Mr. Brian, we got you on the show. We could probably get you in on the week after, but you're also going to be on one of the wrestling shows too. I just got to catch up on wrestling, be dead honest. I've been so busy. I got to figure that shit out.
That's why we pushed it back to after Evolution. So.
Yeah, so after Evolution, that's when our evolution is going to start. Ha. Mr. Jeff. Anyway. So we are Sinful Black Entertainment as usual. Mr. Sin, do you have anything to say before we bounce up out of here?
Yeah. Jeff, if you go without a loss, what can I do? I'm going to figure out if you go without a loss, my friend.
But if Sinful Black Entertainment goes without a loss.
You know, hold on. You know, if I will let you pick the punishment if you go without a loss.
But here we go. If we go without a loss, it's Sinful Black Entertainment as a unit, because we went 15 for 15 this week. If we go without a loss, or 14 for 15 because we lost. If we go without a loss, you gotta rock Sinful Black Entertainment as your logo for the whole week.
And pick you on, Jeff. If you go without a loss, pick a punishment for me, okay? I will say it right here, right now. I will do whatever punishment that Jeff asked me to do if he goes without a loss when he appears on the show next week.
All right, Ditto, I'll follow up on that one as well. We can do that.
Anyway, I am done for tonight. Toby, I'm not taking any of your challenges because you're a freak.
All right, so Toby asked what time is Off the Rails. Off the Rails is going to be at 11:30 sharp because it's going to be late at night because I don't get off of work until 11. So 11:30, is that okay with you? 8:30 your time?
That's okay. His time clock, our time that he actually gets on. So
soon as I'm going to have my computer here ready to go, sir.
You got to give him that black people time limit, you know, the 15 to 40 minutes after the original start time.
We'll have the topics ready to go. I'll even have it ready to go for the broadcast. Don't you worry about that. We got that.
Oh, you just going to try and slide what I said out the way, huh?
Yes, just, you know, move it out the way.
But anyway, my name is Ben. That man right there is Hollywood J. Black. We are Sinful Black Entertainment. And we will be here tomorrow night with Off the Rails. Deuces.
Deuces.
That's right, let's go. When the voices arise.